Hi everyone, and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. I'm trying something different today, and I would love your feedback. So what I'm going to do is some Mediumship Matters minis. And these are going to be very short podcasts that just answer one question. And I'm going to see if that works better than doing question after question after question as one thing, but it might not work. We're always experimenting. And I was going to wait until season three to do this. And then I thought, why not experiment with it now so that when I start season three in January, I've got a better idea of what works for me and what doesn't. So today's question comes from Kev, and Kev says, question for the legend Hannah is his title of his email, which just makes me laugh. Hi Hannah, I have a quick question. As I understand it, when you pass away, you are pretty much the same person in the spirit world as you were in the physical. So does that mean someone like Ted Bundy would still be a bit of a plonker in spirit? Love your podcast, they are awesome. Well, Kev, I don't think we are the same person in the spirit world that we are here, because I think that we release all of the humanness and all of that crap and move into the spirit world, and we become a heightened, better version of ourselves, if version is the right word. And so actually, we have to understand that plonker is a human judgment. Now, obviously, Ted Bundy, I will never say, is going to win any prizes for being awesome, but let's take it down to a more digestible kind of idea. What about the person that was school that was shit to you, the bully? What about the person in your adulthood who's been a complete tosspot at work the whole time you've worked with them? And that understanding of it too, because we all have these limits through our human interpretations. I was talking to some people about karma on one of my courses and what my understanding of karma is. And do I think that your soul is punished for the decisions of your human monkeyness? I really don't. It doesn't make sense to me. So I think that the soul is enlightened, intelligent, unconditional love, and completely disconnected, in fact, from the human. And as I've said in a recent podcast, I think they almost put on the essence of who they were as a human to make it accessible to us. If we're going to go right down a rabbit hole here, you couldn't really have evidential mediumship without the recognition of someone in spirit that you knew in your human life. And most of us come to mediumship through that process, through evidential mediumship, opening us up to the love of the spirit world. In my mind, evidential mediumship, I love, because there's nothing quite like it for pushing your own barriers and boundaries. But if we're really going to work with an energy of that's life-changing and going to bring you the most from your existence, that would be a spirit guide. That wouldn't be a loved one in the spirit world, even though technically they're all part of the oneness anyway. So what's it matter? But it's funny to me how we get so limited. We only want a message from our grandmother when we've got some amazing angel stood next to us with these insights that would blow our socks off. So I think we're always limited by our human understanding and human approach. So I imagine that Ted Bundy's soul, or any soul that's made bad choices, my soul, because I've not been perfect, I'm no angel, I've made mistakes and made stupid decisions. My soul, Ted Bundy's soul, we all have to sort of heal or deal with what we've been through. But again, I don't think there's any ever such a thing as a damaged soul. I think souls are going back to completeness. When I see people doing soul healing, I think, from what? What could you possibly bring as a human being to a soul through the physical realm? It's only this life we need healing from. It's only our stuff from this existence that we have brought with us, that we have got in our DNA from previous generations, that we've got in our upbringing. It's our own issues that we are confronted with in our humanness. God, I've gone down a rabbit hole, Kev. But so to me, Ted Bundy's soul goes to the same place as my soul, and is no longer a plonker, but is in fact part of the infinite wisdom, wonder, and connectiveness that is spirit. No end, no beginning, unconditional love. Equally, if I was sat opposite right now from somebody who had lost a loved one from Ted Bundy or somebody like that, I think sometimes for our own human journeys, we need to believe in retribution and punishment. If you've got a serial killer who commits suicide rather than going to prison, I think your human does cry out for retribution, does cry out for justice, revenge. You want them to suffer like you've suffered. And we have to accept that that is our human that wants that and not our spirit that wants that, which is a complicated issue and not something that perhaps you bring up with everybody. I know I'm putting it out there on the podcast, but you know what I mean. I wouldn't have somebody come for a reading with me and spout that at them because they might not necessarily be in a place where they are able to understand that or want to understand that. And I don't want to take away their relationship with the spirit world by hitting them with stuff like that when they're not ready. So I hope that makes sense, and thank you very much for your question. Let me know if you've got another one or anyone who's listening has got one by checking out podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk.